Tantor Audio presents Stuff Matters, exploring the marvelous materials that shape our man-made world. By Mark Miodovnik. Narrated by Michael Page. Introduction. As I stood on a train, bleeding from what would later be classified as a 13-centimeter stab wound, I wondered what to do. It was May 1985, and I'd just jumped onto a London tube train as the door closed, shutting out my attacker, but not before he had slashed my back. The wound stung like a very bad paper cut, and I had no idea how serious it was, but being a schoolboy at the time, embarrassment overcame any sort of common sense. So, instead of getting help, I decided the best thing would be to sit down and go home, and so, bizarrely, that is what I did. To distract myself from the pain and the uneasy feeling of blood trickling down my back, I tried to work out what had just happened. My assailant had approached me on the platform, asking me for money. When I shook my head, he got uncomfortably close, looked at me intently, and told me he had a knife. A few specks of spit from his mouth landed on my glasses as he said this. I followed his gaze down to the pocket of his blue anorak. I had a gut feeling that it was just his index finger that was creating the pointed bulge. Even if he did have a knife, it must be so small to fit in that pocket that there was no way it could do me much damage. I owned penknives myself and knew that such a knife would find it very hard to pierce the several layers that I was wearing. My leather jacket, of which I was very proud, my grey wool school blazer beneath it, my nylon V-neck sweater, my cotton white shirt and obligatory striped school tie, half knotted, and cotton vest. A plan formed quickly in my head. Keep him talking and then push past him onto the train as the doors were closing.